Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey. What time is it? Game time. Hey, what's going on? Sam Crowley, hosting the number one motivational podcast on planet Earth in over 100 countries around the world. Coming at you from Cincinnati, Ohio, September 30th, Tuesday, 2014. The last day of the third quarter of 2014. What have you done for me lately? What's going on? How's the dream coming along? You got everything going on for the rest of this year and the next year? We'll talk about that. Talk about being authentic, man. I got just a hankering. You know how I deal with, maybe you don't know how I deal with phony or stiff corporate types and people like that. Just playing the role, baby. Just playing the role, going through life. Never letting their hair down. Never letting their guard down. Always too cautious to let other people see who the real them is. We'll get into that in just a second. If you're just tuning into the show and you think you've just hit some really bad, bad podcasts, like guys singing and screaming, oh, no. You're in the right spot. Are you an entrepreneur? Are you a dreamer? Are you looking to not be a slave to relationships, to money, to a job the rest of your life? Are you the individual who just is not interested in buying things you can't afford with money you don't have to impress a bunch of jamokes that you don't even like? If that is you, if we've just identified you, which I think we have, because why else would you plug into a shoe called Every Day is Saturday, you best plug your earbuds so far into your ears they're almost touching the left and the right, okay? Here we go. Authenticity. If there is one compliment I get, and this is not about me, so don't say, oh, he's always talking about himself on a podcast. I just can't take it. It's not about me. It's about you. All right? So just settle down a little bit. Listen, hear me out on this thought. Give me a little space here. If there's one compliment I receive over and over and over again, it is not how intelligent you are, although that might be one, but not the most. It's not how... Let's see, a movie star good looks you have. Oh, that might be one, but then that's not necessarily the one that always comes up, okay? It's not that you're this internet marketing guru, although that might come up, but not as much. It's authenticity. It's, Sam, you know what? I think you're the guy that I got a funny feeling. I could be wrong, but I got a funny feeling that if I were to see you in the grocery store mowing your lawn or at church or something like that, you're pretty much the same guy you are on this podcast. Like, you're blasted out of your mind, right? True or true? And I would say 100% guilty as charged. Like, this is you, unfiltered, raw, and we just get what we get. True? Absolutely. You know, why would I leave a job where I had to be somebody else my entire life, and then go be somebody else the rest of my natural life? That's so stupid. You finally get a chance as an entrepreneur to spread your wings and fly, baby. Go be that individual that you want to be. And if it offends some people, the hell with that. Come on now. Can we tell the truth? Okay. Can we just tell the truth a little bit? You know you're not that individual who you are, try to be on the internet and on Facebook and on Twitter. Look, we all got to clean up our game a little bit. It's not like you can go out there dropping F-bombs on Facebook and Twitter unless that's your brand. Hey, let me tell you something. One of the most successful entrepreneurs I know, Gary Vaynerchuk, wrote the book Crush It, Jab, 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 Right Hook. You know, Gary V, Wine Library, and, you know, a speaker. He's on a lot of stages. He gets paid to keynote a lot of top stages in the entrepreneurial realm. Why don't you go follow old Gary V on Twitter every now and again? You know when you got to follow Gary V. Let me let you in on a little inside secret here. It's not a secret. It's just, it's hilarious. I love Twitter. Those of you that hear me on this podcast, you know how much I love Twitter. I get a lot of my news from Twitter because you talk about unfiltered and raw. There's something going on in the Middle East. You're going to get it from somebody right there in the action. There's something going on in Cincinnati, Ohio, in politics, or heck, even I get the traffic reports and weather from Twitter right away. I'm going down. I got to drive down to downtown Cincinnati every single day to see my beautiful little girl, day 44. Baby Susan's still here with us. I check it out on Twitter. I mean, I love, before I go to sleep at night, I check Twitter, you know, just to see what's going on in the world, sports, politics, everything, anything you can imagine, all right? Entrepreneur, I subscribe to a lot of business people as well on Twitter. I just get, because you're getting it. You're not getting any, you know, lamestream media where it's got to go through some producer and some news director and filtered out, and then they tell you what they think you want to hear. No, you get to follow anybody you want to. And on Sundays, it's the best time to follow Twitter if you're a sports fan here in the United States. And I don't want to bore people all around the world because I know we got over 100 countries that plug into the show. So, you know, I talk sports a lot, American sports. Football, which is not football like it is the rest of the world. Your football is soccer. Our football is football, the NFL, the National Football League. Gary V is an insane Jets fan. Insane, okay? New York Jets fan. And when they lose... Oh, my God. You know, just follow, go to Gary's Twitter feed from September 28th, this past Sunday. Now, you're going to have to sift through about 100 tweets to get to it, but look at how he reacted to the Jets just getting pummeled this past Sunday at home. And it's hilarious because it's hilarious not because I take, you know, solace. I'm laughing at Gary because he's in so much pain. It's just you're getting raw, unfiltered, authentic, just F-bombs everywhere. And look, we're adults, man. I'm so tired of people telling me what... I'm so offended by the way you speak, Sam. That one podcast you did in 2009, you said the word jackass, and my daughter was in the car. And we got, are you kidding me? Your daughter's heard so much more than what you even think about. Do you have Wi-Fi at your house? Okay, your daughter's already heard everything you think she hasn't, all right? Mine has. Mine has, and I have no problem with it. What do you think I'm going to do? Are we all going to go to North Korea? Let's all move to North Korea, all right? Nobody gets Wi-Fi. You never got to worry about any thoughts infiltrating their mind or anything like that, and we can just worship the dear leader there, that little 4'7" guy with the bad haircut, you know? And that's just, why don't we just all go there, all right? Come on, man. Seriously. Now, I don't promote that stuff in my house, okay? I don't, you know, say, hey, guys, let's all go watch some porn today. I mean, just use your common sense. You know what I'm talking about? But kids are going to, I certainly know when I was 13 years old, you know, I was a little bit inquisitive out there. And when I got out into the real world, it helped me out a lot because I knew right from wrong. I wasn't all of a sudden, oh, my God. No, man, I went to Penn State. Hey, what's going on, guys? What do you need to know about how the real world works? And there wasn't even any Wi-Fi back then. I kind of had to be my own Columbo. And if you don't know who Columbo is, please don't hit me up on Twitter or something because that means you're under the age of 40 and I just can't help you out. Google him. So Gary V on Twitter is just an example of somebody being very raw, very authentic. And you know what's funny? People don't unfollow. I'm sure there's somebody out there that gets offended, but by and large, I mean, I'm sure he's got over 1 million Twitter followers. I haven't checked it before the show, but as usual, you know, didn't prep to grab the mic and grip it and rip it. I wanted to talk about authenticity. I didn't even think I'd be talking about Gary Vee today, but people love him because they follow him. So what's that mean to you? How does this all roll back to you? Well, it doesn't mean, look, if you don't swear, I'm not saying all of a sudden start a brand where it's like fbomb.com and you go crazy. I'm not saying that at all. All I'm saying is whatever makes you tick, people want to know what that is that makes you tick. You know what I'm talking about? Like they want to know, who am I listening to? Who am I watching on video? Who's behind this brand? My man, if you could ever crack that code, people, like they, not everybody is going to run. Let me just put it to you this way. Not everybody's going to run a Fortune 100 company with 1 billion employees, and you're so far removed that you don't really need to know who that person is. I used Dollar Shave Club as an example a couple months ago. That guy's a riot, Mike, from Dollar Shave Club, the commercials he does. I actually put it on my podcast, an example of the commercial. Hilarious. And he's the owner of the company. He's still small enough, though, that he is the brand. There's other people that put their personality, the Southwest Airlines founder. It's fun. You ever ride on Southwest? It's a riot listening to the stewards and stewardesses talking, you know, giving you the instructions. That completely, they wear shorts, you know, khaki shorts and a white shirt. It's a different environment. You know, they've managed in this, you know, frumpy, dumpy airline industry where we're all packed in there like sardines. They've been able to distinguish themselves in the airline industry as a fun, you know, open seating type of environment and inexpensive. And you get the customer has a lot of control, actually, where they seat. They don't charge baggage fees. Like when you think of Southwest Airlines, what's one of the things you think about? No baggage fees. You know what I'm talking about? Excuse me. It's like you watch these commercials, you know what's coming. They hit that because the airlines are making, I saw something, it's either one, two, or three, and I know it's a big difference, $1 billion more. The industry did in 2013 as a result of just charging $25 for a bag, an extra bag. Like the first one's free, and every extra bag is $25. And they've made billions of dollars. I mean, airlines is to the point now where you've got, I fly Delta a lot. I'm a frequent flyer with Delta. And if you want to sit with the economy seating up front, where it's a little bit bigger than the regular seating, it's an extra $40. If you want Wi-Fi, it's $20 for the flight. If you want, God, what was it they charged me for the other day? I flew to LA and I couldn't believe they were charging me. Oh, man, it's escaped me. It was something, I want to say it wasn't this. But I want to say it was like a fork and a spoon, but it wasn't that. It was something like that, though. I asked for something. I go, yeah, it's $3. But what? It's like airlines are nickel and diming. You fly Southwest. It's like, hey, what's up, man? Have a seat, dude. Here's our instructions and have at it. You want this? There you go. Take it. You know, it's not as restrictive and stuffy. And that's their personality. The CEO has managed for the past 30 years to inject his personality into his brand. Are you doing that? Are you injecting your personality into your brand? Because there's something called modeling in entrepreneurship in business. You want to model other businesses, but you don't want to model. You can't model their personality. It's not like you can be the CEO of Southwest Airlines when you're Delta. You just can't all of a sudden be that. You've got to distinguish yourself, you know, in that area. So what do you do? Like I'm kind of curious, when you're putting together your brand, do you give any thought to you've got to inject your own personality? And it starts with this question. What do you stand for? You know, what is it that you stand for, or what is it that you stand against? For me, I stand for the entrepreneur. I stand for the abnormal, which stands for above normal, as you heard in the intro. I stand for the dreamer, the doer, the entrepreneur. I stand for the person when people tell them an idea, everybody else, right? They share their ideas with people and they look at it like, you're crazy. What? You're whacked out, dude. Shut up. Oh my God. I hope it works out for you. I hope that works out for you. You know, I stand for that person because I know how lonely it is to have great ideas and nobody to share that with. I know how lonely it is to feel like you're just so freaking trapped and you got to conform to all the nonsense and just the stupidity out there. Seriously, it's just stupid to be like everybody else. You don't need to be like everybody else. Now, you don't break the law. You don't do anything unethical. It's okay to push the envelope. Lord knows I've pushed the envelope, but that's my personality. If you're the opposite of me, that's your brand. That's great. That doesn't make it right or wrong. I'm not here. Look, if you're a corporate stiff in human resources and you've perfected being a corporate stiff, you're going to have a great following. If you're Johnny with the pocket protector on and the wire rim glasses and you follow letter to letter and you take the same way to work every day, stop at the same place to get your coffee, take the same amount of a break and a lunch and leave the office the same time every day and you've managed to perfect that, there's other people like you. It's okay, but don't do that if that's not you. I tried to do that. I tried to be Johnny Corporate. Like, I bought the old Palm. Remember the Palm Pilot? Like, 2001, 2002. Remember that stupid thing? Had a stylus. And I watched somebody in corporate master that thing. Like, you would take the stylus out, and you'd get your Palm Pilot. And if you don't know what a Palm Pilot is, it was this little PDA, personal assistant, PDA. Is it a PDA? Personal something, digital assistant, I think they call it. I don't know. First of all, right now, diving into this Palm Pilot part of the episode, I'm in way over my head. So I'm just going to go right to it. All right, Palm Pilot, you write with a stylus on a screen, and there was a certain way to write. And if you didn't write the right way, it made different letters. And I saw somebody mastering this thing like a freaking, you know, Rubik's Cube, you know, master. And they would get the poem pile like, I got notes. Oh, my God. A follow-up. And I threw that thing in the garbage, man. I'm like, after a month, it was causing me more harm. I'm like, oh, I just got to learn how to bend my A's a little bit, and I'll have this palm pilot. It was causing me, it was so stupid. Like, I tried to be Peter Palm Pilot, all right? Dumb. And then in 1996, I went into management training for the very first time with a company. They spend a boatload of money training managers. And they gave us all Franklin planners. Remember that thing? Yeah. It's as big as your couch. And it's got a planner for every day, and you've got your tasks, and then you've got this, and you've got that. And they actually had a course. It was like a 3-day course we all had to attend to learn how to use a Franklin planner. Again, if you're under the age of 35, you don't even know what I'm talking about. I don't think you do. I mean, I haven't seen them. I mean, now everything's all on your iPhone, you know, or whatever it is you got, your Samsung, blah, blah, blah. It's all digital. Gmail, everything, right? Franklin planner. Google it if you don't know what I'm talking about. This thing's as big of a house, and I was carrying it around. Seriously, it felt like I was carrying books at college, you know? And it was all in the interest of trying to be better organized. That wasn't me. I like to fly by the seat of my pants, you know? Shocker, right? I'm spontaneous. I like to just do stuff. I want to go to Kings Island right now and ride Diamondback 5 times and then go to lunch. I'm going to do it. I don't want to ask anybody for permission, you know? It's just, I want to go do stuff. I want to go experience life. I don't want to be constricted. So why would I create a brand every day is Saturday if it meant having to conform and be like everybody else? Ask yourself that same question. Why would you? I mean, now all of a sudden, you got a chance right now. I recorded a show a couple weeks ago on the podcast called The Blank Canvas, Life's a Blank Canvas. Now you've got this blank canvas to write on. Why would you ever choose to write like somebody else? That's insane. You know what I'm talking about? If it ain't good enough for them, the way you are, the hell with them. I mean, why would you ever try to be somebody else? You know, Gary Vee, when he's on Twitter, man, now he's who he is. And there's a lot of women out there that are the same exact way. They make no apologies for the individual who they are, because you know why? They're celebrating that. They've worked so hard to get to where they are, to build this brand that represents who they are. You know, Mike from Dollar Shave Club, he's going against the big time, the Gillettes and the Bics and all of these other, the Schicks. I did say Schick, okay? Razors, and he goes against the big time corporate. You know what it costs? I get like 8 blades now to replace my whatever, I forget the whatever razor I've got, the disposable blades. It's like $30 for 8 of them or something like that. That's a lot of money. I mean, that's a lot of money for a smooth shave, and be quite honest with you. Yeah, the little cheapy ones, they cut you up like, you know, you're slicing a banana. But still, you know, $30 for the blade. I'm all in on Dollar Shave Club. You know, I believe in that guy and his message. And he's found a great niche. You know, it's so I'm just saying that's his personality. He's injected. Gary Vee's got that same personality. Find individuals that are in your niche. You know, if I'm one of them, great. Model what I do, but don't mimic what I do. You know what I'm talking about? Like, model what I do. Don't mimic what I do. If you're not really interested in being this loud, vibrant, you know, personality, that's okay. But be who you are, man. You know, life is so short. Why the heck would you ever try to copy being somebody else? The great Les Brown said it so many times. All of us are born an original. Problem is, most of us die a copy. And you know where most of that death is? It's inside the cubicles, man. It's in that corner office. I don't care how high in the corporate ladder you are. Here's the sad part. The higher you go on the corporate ladder, the less identity you have. Think about that for a second. Everybody wants to get to that pinnacle, the top of the pyramid, the CEO, right? CEO, CFO, senior VP. They want to get to that top of the pyramid. Do you have any idea the person you have to become to get there? Do you have any idea how much you got to sell out and sell your soul and lose your entire identity? You've given it over to the company. I mean, think about these sheep in corporate. They're wearing, all of them are wearing the polos with the company shirt. They've got to have 75 polo shirts in their closet that they pick out a different one on dress down day, or when they're going to an event and it's for the bank or it's for the whatever company that they're working for. And their entire wardrobe has now been, you know, replaced with the company logos. the hats, the visors, the car is a company car. I mean, they own you, man. You have no identity. You look, speak, talk, walk like everybody else. Are you kidding me? That's what your life has now become? You're just a carbon copy of everybody else? And these people are 40, 50, 60 years old. They know what's happening to them. But it's like Brian Tracy talking about, boil that frog. How do you boil a frog? Well, you put him in a pan, a pot of warm water. If you were to put him in boiling water, he'd jump right out. Put him in a little, you know, lukewarm water, turn up the heat, turn up the heat, turn up the heat. Before you know, the frog has no idea. He's sitting in boiling water. It's over. That's corporate America, man. You're sitting in boiling water. Before you know it, your life's over. And you've turned into a lemming, a sheep, and an absolute robot spewing the company line until they get rid of you. And it happens to every single person 100% of the time. Be authentic. Be you. Have a little fun. Yeah, you might take a step back here or there. Who cares, man? Nobody's watching. Nobody's watching. Nobody even cares. You know, they may poke a little fun at you here or there, but have a little thick skin, you know? So many snipers out there now, if you do good, they're going to take a shot at you. You do bad, they're going to take a shot at you. If you do really bad, they're going to be great. Now I don't got to do anything. I can just sit on my ass because they made me look good, right? Get out there and do your own thing. Be authentic. Have some fun. My name's Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast. Have the...
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.